You know, we all have the little game of, like, if you were to win the lottery, what you would do with the money type thing.
But what if you would win $500 million?
I would love to do that, but
I wouldn't even know what to do with that much money. I would be so beside my... I mean, I'd be thrilled, don't get me wrong, but I just wouldn't even know where to begin.
Well, go back to 2012. At the time, it was a record-setting Powerball of $587 million. Two people won them. One person was in Illinois. The other person was Mark Hill. Mark Hill of Camden Point, Missouri. And so what they ended up doing is they took their half of the $587 million and took the one-time payout. So they got, just shy of $200 million sitting around in the bank.
Okay, that's a nice piece of money.
A lot of money. So what they decided to do is, even at the time, back in 2012 when they won, they said, we're going to give a lot to charities and relatives for school and other needs like that.
Yeah.
They really have stood true to their word. This is a very small town, about 20 miles south of the Arkansas, or one of the borders of, I think, Arkansas.
Yeah.
But anyways, they've donated a scholarship fund for their high school where they met. They've been together for over 40 years.
Why?
So there's a scholarship fund for the school. They paid for a ball field. The city needed it. They donated $50,000 towards the construction of a sewage treatment plant because of the septic tanks they were leaching into the water supply.
This is a town of like 500 people.
Yeah, right? Not a lot of people here. And so the latest thing they did is they donated money for a state-of-the-art fire and paramedic station.
Wow.
Made 100% of concrete, fire resistant. They could do training there. It was a volunteer fire department that actually saved Mark's dad twice.
No fooling. So and they have the thing staffed 24/7 for this little town of 500.
Yep, and they were saying, and they've turned the volunteer positions into paid positions as well. So they were saying it would take over 25 years in the current tax system for this to even be considered.
Really?
So they really have given back to the community.
Job. Nice
this
job.
This is really incredible. You know, it's really hard sometimes. And working for the city of Ocala, I've had to go out and seek sponsors for the concert series and things like that. And it's hard as a government entity to try to get people to understand and to buy into the concept of providing donations like that. And the fact that they are willing to see that this is their community and invest in everything like that, that just speaks volumes. It's really cool.
It is wonderful. And you know what? They got so much money left over, they probably will never miss it.
They'll do well.
They'll do very well.